As the neighbor dogs carry on, Brian Giroux drives nails into a storage shed he's constructing in his backyard.
I'm getting the siding to the shed nailed in while the walls are still down.
The thick-necked 28-year-old from Ventura, California, still has the physique of the college football player he once was. You have to look closely to even see the scars where doctors put rods in his legs.
Rods that run down where my bone marrow would be in each of my tibias.
Giroux's legs were badly broken nearly 2 years ago in a bomb blast in southern Afghanistan. It happened November 5th, 2009, as then-Lieutenant Giroux led his Stryker vehicle platoon back from a resupply mission.
You know, I opened my eyes and there was a burning Stryker on top of me and my legs underneath it.
NPR's Tom Bowman just happened to be there that day and recorded the aftermath as a gun battle raged.
One of the wounded is Lieutenant Brian Giroux. He was riding in the back of the Stryker when it flipped over, leaving him partially trapped in a crater 7 feet deep and some 28 feet across. Giroux has two broken bones in his leg.
Giroux recalls looking down and seeing his foot facing backwards. He wondered if his legs could even be saved. But he was lucky. Two other soldiers in the Stryker vehicle that day were killed, Specialists Aaron Amott and Gary Gooch. Giroux was evacuated and eventually sent home to Joint Base Lewis-McChord for treatment. He endured a dozen surgeries and a dangerous bone infection. He was in a wheelchair and then on crutches. But his wife, Casey, swears he never once complained.
He wasn't going to sit on the couch and just throw a pity party. And even if he was hurting, you couldn't tell.
Instead, Giroux set his mind to two things: his physical recovery and plotting his future. He and Casey have a 6-year-old daughter.
You kind of have to look at yourself and say, all right, now where do I go? What can I do to better my life? You know, there's a reason I live. There's a reason I came back. And whether, you know, that's a spiritual or religious belief you have or just fate itself, it's really just about self-evaluation of your current situation and moving forward.
So he started taking online Spanish lessons. He built a deck while still on crutches. And then Giroux applied to St. Martin's University in Lacey to get his MBA. This spring, he graduated. Thurston Community TV captured the moment the once wheelchair-bound soldier walked across the stage.
Brian Michael Giroux.
There's something else you need to know about Captain Brian Giroux and his experience in combat. The platoon he led took the most losses of any in the 5th Stryker Brigade. 11 of the 35 soldiers he took to Afghanistan were killed, 7 of them in a single incident just 9 days before he was blown up. Think of it. You're a 26-year-old officer in charge of a group of even younger enlisted men, and they're getting killed left and right.
It was tough, but at the same time, it was a challenge. It was a challenge to pick myself up, to rebound, to be the example, to show my guys that, hey, you know, it's been tough, it's been hard, but let's get back on the horse, let's keep riding, and let's finish this thing out.
I ask him if he's Superman. Giroux says no. He admits that in private he shed tears, and once home experienced nightmares and anxiety. But unlike so many others, nothing debilitating or lasting. In fact, like a lot of people in the Army, he has little patience for soldiers who return from a tough combat deployment and turn to alcohol or drugs or violence or risk-taking. He's seen it happen with some of his own soldiers.
And it's sad because I look at some of those guys, and I like a lot of them. You know, I served with them, and I hate to see the stuff that's happened to them happen to them. But at the same time, you know, it's not the Army's fault. It's not their leadership's fault. You kind of just have to answer for your actions.
He adds that most of the soldiers he served with in Afghanistan from his battalion are doing well.
The guys that implode on themselves aren't necessarily the norm. They're just the guys that, for some reason, I don't want to say gave up on themselves, but didn't stop and assess where they were and come up with a plan.
Giroux's plan when he began his MBA program was to leave the Army. Because of his injury, he's limited in what he can do. But he actually likes his current desk job, so he's changed his mind. He's staying in, at least for now. He says his new business degree will come in handy whether he's in the military or in the civilian world. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.